السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاۃ والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. صدق اللہ العظیم. علماء کرام, موسٹ ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اینڈ آلسو سسٹرز آف دا مدرسہ, اور لسننگ اوور دا ریسیورز, ود اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ فضل, احسان, رحمت, کرم, عنایت, بخشش, وٹ ایور یو کین کال اٹ, اٹ از اللہ تعالیٰ فضل دیٹ ہی گیو اس دا توفیق ٹو گیدر ہیئر to make his zikr. Otherwise, this very moment in time, in our own locality, in other cities, other towns, and other places, there are many, many who believe in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and even believe in the Day of Judgment, and believe in Jannat and Jahannam. But unfortunately, they are in cinemas, or theaters, or discos, or watching some filthy films on the television, or they are glued to some porn sites on the internet, or they've got some filthy magazines in their hands, or they haven't read the Salat for the whole day today, or for a couple days, or sometimes even for a couple months. And there are many who haven't read for years of their lives. Very recently, a person, he writes that I'm 58 years of age, and alhamdulillah, he says, having heard one of your bayans on the channel Islam, it had an impact on my heart and I decided to change my life. And that too, he says, it was accidental that he heard it, because I say I never would like to hear anything about deen. So I want to now begin with my salat. Says, I've got qazas from the time that I became of age up till now. How will I ever make it? So you can see some people haven't even made namaz all their lives. But of course, such people, you don't break their spirit and tell them that now so many years you didn't make, so how will you ever be able to make it? So prepare yourself for Jahannam. You got to give them encouragement that making this decision to change is the biggest leap that you have taken, the giant leap, the decision to change. Now, of course, it will require an effort. So with every namaz, every farz namaz, try and make at least one qaza namaz. With the fajr namaz, make one qaza. With the zuhr, one qaza. Asr, one qaza. And keep making dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give you the himmat and courage to continue with the qazas. And whenever you find the time and you have the himmat, then make a few more. Then we have great hopes that if you make wasiyat, that from one third of my estate, if wasiyat is made, that then from one third of the person's estate, fidya can be given for those salats which have been missed. And balance, we hope Allah Ta'ala will make you maaf. But the person is making the effort. So this is what I mean, that sometimes the person doesn't get the himmat to make salat, or he hasn't made salat all his life. And there are many cases of this nature, where people have been reached later in their lives by somebody in the jamaat, or the person heard some bayan, or came into contact with somebody that impacted on him and on his heart, and then the person decided to change. So therefore we say that we should make a lot of shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he gave us the tawfiq together. If it is not for Allah Ta'ala's fazal and ihsan, then of course the person can go totally astray. But again, we should not take this to mean that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will force the change down our throats. So we don't have to do anything, and we blame Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that you didn't give us tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq, but we are not making use of that tawfiq. He has given us the Quran Sharif for tawfiq. He has given us the Ahadith Sharif for tawfiq. He sent the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam for tawfiq. He sent the great awliya-i kiram to guide us towards tawfiq. But now we have to show the desire and interest and the urge that we want tawfiq to make amal. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give it. But if we show no desire at all, then if the person keeps on making dua, Ya Allah, bless me with a very, very pious, righteous child, but he doesn't want to marry at all, so then where is going to fall from the heavens? So the person has to make the effort also, the correct effort. We are making dua, the late Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, that our small piece, the small piece of flesh, the tongue, that is making dua in one direction. And all our effort is in another direction. Our whole body is moving in another direction. How do we expect the fulfillment of those duas? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ihsan that he gathered us again once here for the zikr, for taking his mubarak name. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he dearly loves those people who engage in his zikr. But the purpose and objective of the zikr, I've mentioned many, many times, is that we get islah of our nafs, that we discipline our nafs to make amal on whatever Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have ordered, and to distance ourselves from everything that Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul salallahu alayhi wasalam are displeased with. One day while driving the car, because it was somebody else's car, so not being used to the control panels, the windscreen became very misty. And became very misty, so now until you don't demist it, you are liable to meet up with an accident. So fiddling around and fidgeting here and there, somehow it came right, and somehow it became demisted. But if not, then it would have definitely met with an accident, because just couldn't see anything. The cars are in the front, and plenty of them. So I took a very great lesson from that, that our hearts have also become misted, frosty, full of mist. The mist of arrogance, pride, malice, greed, evil passions and desires is so misty that we just can't imagine. As a result of these hearts which have become so misty, we are meeting up with accidents everywhere. Accidents in our businesses, that we are not conducting our businesses in the manner that Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are pleased with. Accidents in our homes, that our life at home is very much a question mark. That at home, our relationship with our wives, with our children, there's so much of abuse. Accidents all the time, quarrels, arguments and fights. Why? Because his hearts have become full of mist. We haven't demisted them. So as a result, plenty of accidents with wives, with children, with parents, with everybody, nothing but accidents. Relationship with brothers, with family members, nothing but accidents. Why? Because hearts have become misty, misty. Then again, if we look at national, international, anywhere, if we have to look at the situation, this is what is happening, that men in general, human beings in general, because of this, hearts have becoming misty. Malice, pride, and everybody is desirous of power. And because there's plenty of greed, and because there's plenty of evil passions, shahwat is ghalib, passions have become overpowering. As a result, there's nothing but accidents all round. So now how else is the person going to save himself from this accident except to demist this heart? Now in the car you put a few controls this way and that way and a few switches and you demist. But to demist this heart, that is where you require the sohbat of the Ahlullah. You require the majalis of the Ahlullah. require the ta'leem of deen, then these hearts become demisted. Then we are able to see properly. Then we are able to conduct our lives in a manner that is befitting that of a Muslim. If not, then this is going to remain the situation. So this is the purpose of this zikrullah, to demist these hearts. Too much of mist. Now to demist it, we have to take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, make plenty of istighfar and tawbah, pledge to Allah ta'ala, we don't want to return to those sins. Now all that is demisting, it is wiping out. When he's making istighfar and tawbah, what is happening? The sins are getting wiped out. And then the sins are of two kinds, huququllah and huququl ibad. So just as the person is making tawbah now that he missed his salat and did not give zakat on time and did not fast, so now he's making tawbah, then it means that he's going to start keeping the qazas, he's going to start paying the zakat which is overdue, he's going to go for hajj if it is farz, that's what it means. In the same way, the rights of people, now that he's making tawbah and he's demisting his heart, so it means that now he's going to pay back to whomsoever what is due, properties of orphans, widows. If he has devoured, then he wants to return all that. So that is what we mean, that demisting. And when that is going to happen, then that noor will come. Then that screen will become so clear that he'll be able to see distances. Then he'll be able to see at a distance, clearly. Now he can see what is harmful and what is beneficial. Now he'll be able to see, because it has cleared now, the windscreen is clear. So now you can see that, look, if I go this direction, it will meet up with an accident. If I drive like this, then I will reach my destination. So now it will take him to his destination. But until that heart is misty, and if the person doesn't demist it, then he's going to meet up with accidents, all the time accidents. There's a lot of flu bug around, so we'll get on to the zikrullah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give everybody who is sick shifa. One person said, Maulana, you got the flu. So I said, yes, I did mention one place that whether you are in the flea market or flu market or fly market, everywhere you must be on guard. In the flea market, if you are selling, there too you must be on guard, that your iman must not be snatched away by some pretty face, or your dealings must be straight according to the Quran and Sunnah. If you're in the fly market, meaning you are flying all the time, then there too you must be careful that the hostesses don't steal your iman. And if you're in the flu market, if you're a doctor and giving prescriptions and medications, and you are all the time in contact with nurses, so there too you have to be on guard. So whether you are in the flu market, fly market or flea market, everywhere khawf of Allah Ta'ala and khash must be in your heart. My Allah is watching me, whatever condition I am in, wherever I am. Jis fiza mein rahun, jis jahan mein rahun, wherever the person is, the person must have khawf e khuda. Then after that, inshallah, that life will be full of barakat, full of noor, full of hidayat. Wherever this person will go, Allah Ta'ala will use him for the spread of hidayat. How many other hearts will get demisted because of this heart which is clear? May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me a heart like that, first of all, and each and every one of us. A heart which is filled with his love, with his muhabbat, with his ta'alluq, with his yaqeen, with his ma'rifat. Hawa'o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala, dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba, dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. गुनहगारी में कब तक उम्र काटूं, गुनहगारी में कब तक उम्र काटूं, बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे, बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे, हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा 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 दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे। ओ माई बिलवड अल्लाह, दिस हार्ट ऑफ माइंड विच इज ड्राउनिंग इन द ओशन ऑफ नेग्लिजेंस, ओशन ऑफ सिंस, ओशन ऑफ ईवल पैशंस एंड डिजायर्स, ओशन ऑफ डिसोबीडियंस, चेंज दिस हार्ट ऑफ माइंड, keep making dua to Allah Ta'ala, change this heart of mine. And by now I must have said it more than 100 times, that Ya Allah, you have given man the intelligence to change or to transplant physically healthy hearts into the bodies in which there were hearts which were diseased, which has reached a stage where there was no hope of any medication helping. But they transplanted healthy hearts. So Ya Allah, what is difficult for you to transplant a healthy spiritual heart into my body? You are the creator of hearts. You created that heart which was completely sinless. When the baby is born, which sin has the baby committed? And for how many years of the person's life, we will say that that heart is pure, it's clean. Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Clean and pure hearts. So Ya Allah, if you who are the creator of clean and pure hearts, and not only that, but then when you gave hidayat to the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they came from backgrounds of kufr, of shirk. They were from the Yahud, from the Nasara, from the Munafiqeen. They were enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when you gave them hidayat, they became radiallahu anhum wa radu an. What great stages they reached. Ashabika nujum bi ayyihi muqtadaytum ihtadaytum. Whichever one you follow, whichever star you follow, whichever sahabi you take as your guide, you will get hidayat. So Ya Allah, if you could have changed hearts in that manner, what is it difficult for you to change our hearts? But we must be desirous, we want a change. Not that when we are sitting here making tawbah, Ya Allah, we want a change. But as soon as we walk out from there, then straight we dash for that same television which we had left and come to the masjid. And straight we dash for that same illicit beloved, and we pick up the telephone call and make another call. And when can we meet again? So then that shows that the person is not very desirous of the change of the heart. If a person has just undergone a bypass, and immediately he says, get me a packet of 40s. What would you think of that person? Says, I'm an addict, I can't do without it. Get me a packet. And he starts smoking in front of his heart surgeon also. Then they will say, his place is not in this hospital. His place is somewhere near Pietermaritzburg or anywhere else where there is a good asylum. So this is what we are doing. One side we are saying, oh Allah, change the condition of my heart. And next thing we are heading in that same direction. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. गुनहगारी में कब तक उम्र काटूं, गुनहगारी में कब तक उम्र काटूं, बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे, बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे। सुनो मैं नाम तेरा धड़कनों में, सुनो मैं नाम तेरा धड़कनों में, मजा आ जाए मौला दिल बदल दे, मजा आ जाए मौला दिल बदल दे, मजा आ जाए मौला दिल बदल दे। हवाओ हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे। खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, करूं कुर्बान अपनी सारी खुशियां, करूं कुर्बान अपनी सारी खुशियां, तू अपना गम अता कर दिल बदल दे, तू अपना गम अता कर दिल बदल दे। हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे। खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे। हटा लूं आंख अपनी माँ सिवा से, हटा लूं आंख अपनी माँ सिवा से, जियूं मैं तेरी खातिर दिल बदल दे, जियूं मैं तेरी खातिर दिल बदल दे, जियूं मैं तेरी खातिर दिल बदल दे। हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे। खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे। सहल फरमा मुसलसल याद अपनी, सहल फरमा मुसलसल याद अपनी, खुदाया रहम फरमा दिल बदल दे, खुदाया रहम फरमा दिल बदल दे। हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे। खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे। हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे। खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे। मजाल है कुछ भी कर सकूं मैं जो तू न तौफीक ऐ खुदा दे, मजाल है कुछ भी कर सकूं मैं जो तू न तौफीक ऐ खुदा दे। तेरी मशीयत है सब पे गालिब, ये हेच हैं सब मेरे इरादे। बहुत दिनों रह चुका निकम्मा, बस अब मुझे काम का बना दे, बहुत दिनों रह चुका निकम्मा, बस अब मुझे काम का बना दे। मैं कब से हूँ महवे ख्वाब गफलत, बस अब जगा दे, बस अब जगा दे। हर दम करूँ मैं ऐ मेरे बारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह। जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह। रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा, मिसले गुबार में हूँ। रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा, मिसले गुबार में हूँ। तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल हैं, बस एक अगर हूं तो खार में हूं। रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा, मिसले गुबार में हूं। ओ अल्लाह, in your path everyone has taken off, they are flying and soaring high in the air. The only one like a speck of dust on the ground is myself. Everyone is a beautiful rose in your beautiful garden, O my beloved Allah. The only one that's a thorn who's causing people nothing but problems and headaches and slicing the hearts of people with abusive language and vulgar words and swearing and cursing. He's none but myself. So each one must look at his own heart. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada, misle ghubar mein hoon. तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल हैं, बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ। मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो, बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ। मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो, बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ। रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर, बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ। रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर, बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ। वल्लाह, ऑल माई लाइफ आई रिमेन यूजलेस, एब्सोल्यूटली यूजलेस। नाउ मेक मी अ यूजफुल पर्सन। How much of our precious, valuable time we spent in futile activities. And from now they're talking about the 2010 football, and people are so excited, the whole country is excited. Hours and hours, days and days will go in watching. Not realizing that we've already wasted our life, and from now we're looking forward to wasting more of our life. And before that cup comes, we don't know how many other cups we will be wasting our time in. But from the cup of death, when the drink will be given, we are unconcerned about that cup. तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा. Now you have heard this 1001 times, but the purpose of this majlis is islah of our nafs. So we take it as a prescription. Doctor gives tablets and says, take it. Some tablets have to be taken for life. And the person takes it very religiously. For life. These are prescriptions, or these are ash'ar which has helped change the lives of so many people around the world without exaggeration, as shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I'm mentioning it. So therefore I keep on repeating, because many of my young friends, sometimes new people come, they don't understand Urdu, so here and there a little bit of translation. And even if you are listening to it repeatedly, then because it is a prescription or it is medication that we are taking to cure this evils of our nafs, so we should not think that we have heard this before, heard this before.
तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा.
Oh Allah, you know how filthy and dirty my actions and my deeds are. There's no x-ray that Allah Ta'ala requires to look into the hearts.
गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा. ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा. ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा.
This is the last day of my life. Last days of our lives, we don't even know the last second of our life. So we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to put right our future. Because nobody here and nobody anywhere knows what's going to happen the very next second. Where can we be hopeful of 50 years and 100 years? Which one of us here has got some kind of a guarantee or some kind of information, secret information, because of our great friendship with Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu wasalam? He has informed us that each and every one of you who is sitting here, you will reach home safely and you will live to see the next day. So we should consider every day to be the akhiri din of our lives.
Ya akhiri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main. उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा. तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा. हर दम करूं मैं है मेरे बारी, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह.
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Now that's the balance, that no despairing of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Person makes the correct effort and has great hope in Allah Ta'ala's mercy and rahmat, because He is Kareem, He is giving us as it is without us deserving so much. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us also without us deserving, enters into Jannat without us deserving, to bless us with the best of both worlds without us deserving, and to give us the himmat and courage to do that which is pleasing to Him without us really deserving to get it from Him. So, karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Rahoon mein mashghool zikr o taat, bas ab yehi shughl roz o shab ho. Har dam karoon mein ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allah Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar. Allah 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr e illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr e illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم اللہم ربنا یا ربنا یا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ يَا أَكْرَمَ الْأَكْرَمِينَ يَا غِيَاثَ الْمُسْتَغِيثِينَ يَا رَاحِمَ الْمَسَاكِينَ يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّومُ يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّومُ يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّومُ بِرَحْمَتِكَ نَسْتَغِيثُ بِرَحْمَتِكَ نَسْتَغِيثُ بِرَحْمَتِكَ نَسْتَغِيثُ يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله او ماي بيلوڈ الله او ماي رحيم الله او ماي كريم الله او ماي موست فورجيفينج الله Oh my most loving Allah, Oh my compassionate caring Allah, Oh my most beautiful Allah, Oh my most tolerant Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh my beloved Allah, Hey mere pyare Rabb Kareem, hum tere gunahgar bande tere samne haath phailaye hue hain Bikari bane hue. Ya Allah, as beggars we have extended our bowls before you. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my most beloved Allah. Oh my most forgiving Allah. We are not justifying any of our sins. We acknowledge, we confess, oh my beloved Allah. Indeed, we are your most disobedient servants on earth. Day and night we have used your bounties for your disobedience. Day and night we have used your bounties for your disobedience. Ya Allah, the great bounty of sight for your disobedience. The great bounty of speech for your disobedience. The great bounty of hearing for your disobedience. The great bounty of heart and mind for your disobedience. The great namats of hands and feet for your disobedience. Oh, my beloved Allah, what did we bring? Ya Allah, everything was given by you. The great ni'mat of wealth for your disobedience. Ya Allah, when we don't have wealth, we complain. And when we get wealth, we use it for your disobedience. Ha, my Allah, if you give poverty, we complain. But when you give us wealth, then we use it for your disobedience. If we don't have sight, we complain. But if we have sight, we use it for your disobedience. Mere Allah, hum kitne namak haram hai. Hum kitne gande hai. Hum napaak aur nalayak hai. Ey Allah, hum mujrim hai. Hum khatakar hai. Hum siyakar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, lekin bande to tere hai. Ya Allah, whatever we may be, we are your slaves. We are your servants. There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no other door for us besides your door. There is no other home for us besides your home. Oh my beloved Allah, who else can we extend our begging bowls before besides you? Who can forgive our sins besides you? Ya Allah, who is aware of us besides you? Ey mere pyare Khuda, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, nothing has gathered us here except that we are hopeful of your mercy and your forgiveness. Ya Allah, open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Ha, my beloved Allah, where can we go? If you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and if you have to reject us, oh my Allah, then where do we go? There is no one for us besides you. If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. But ay, mere pyare Allah, if you have to reject us, then where do we go? Ya Allah, therefore we are tapping at your door. We are ashamed of the sins that we committed from the time we became of age up till now. Ya Allah, we are ashamed. Mere pyare Allah, we are ashamed of those sins. But Ya Allah, you become extremely pleased when a servant turns towards you and seeks forgiveness of his sins. Ya Allah, therefore forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Forgive our parents. Forgive our wives and children. Our brothers and sisters. Our family members. And the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we know that it is because of our sins that we are suffering every way. Ay mere pyare Khuda. But don't look at our sins. Ya Allah, look at your shan of rahmat. Look at your shan of rahmat. Ay Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, Ya Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from the ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Very Allah, just one glance of rahmat is sufficient to wash away our sins. Very Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we don't wish to return to those sins anymore. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Ay, very pyare Allah. How long are we going to remain a fox against nafs? Ya Allah, make us a lion against nafs. Ya Allah, how long are we going to walk on the surface of this earth like hypocrites? Ey mere pyare Khuda, how long are we going to live a life of sin and vice and evil? The day is going to come when the soul is going to be extracted from our bodies. Ey Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, purify our hearts. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with envy, with jealousy, with evil passions and desires. But Ya Allah, you have given man intelligence to transplant healthy hearts. Ya Allah, what is difficult for you to transplant a healthy spiritual heart into our lives. Ey mere pyare Khuda, hawa ho hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. Where Allah bless us with good health. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, give him cure. Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them cure. Whether they are amongst us, or whether they are in the hospitals, or whether they are in the homes, or wherever they may be, Ya Allah, bless them with complete cure from all ailments, spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Ya Allah, mukammal shifa ata farma. Sehat-e tamma, kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra naseeb farma. Ey mere pyare khuda, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their financial difficulties. Ey mere pyare Allah, why should we chase after haram? Why should we go towards fraud? Oh my beloved Allah, why should we go to the gambling dens? Why should we go towards any kind of taking of interest or giving of interest? Ya Allah, what shortage is there in your treasures? There's no shortage in your treasures. Ey mere pyare khuda, bless us with halal risk from your treasures. Ya Allah, save us from haram. Ya Allah, haram se hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whom you have blessed with children, make the children obedient to you. Obedient to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And obedient to their parents. Ya Allah, those whose children have gone on to drugs and drinks and vices. And they have gone on to women and all kinds of evil. Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, bless them with hidayat. Ya Allah, and give the parents the tawfiq to get rid from their homes of those things which are bringing about a corruption in the lives of the children. Ey mere pyare khuda, hamare hal par raham farma. Hame sehat ata farma. Bless us with your marifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Bless us with your muhabbat. Bless us with your closeness. Bless us with your closeness. Bless us with the muhabbat and ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey mere Allah, bless us with the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, give us such a bond with you. Such a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Oh my Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Allah, don't let us be the fish that swims on the surface of the water, that can be snatched away by the nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, let us be deep down in your ocean of marifat, in your ocean of muhabbat, in your ocean of love. Ya Allah, mere Allah, hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. Make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. How long are we going to remain the friends of nafs and shaitan? Nafs and shaitan, our declared enemies. They want to drag us down the gutters. They want to drag us into Jahannam. They want to drag us to humiliation, shame and disgrace. Ey mere Allah, and you want to give respect and honor and dignity. Ya Allah, yet we are chasing after nafs and shaitan. Mere Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Ya Allah, if you are ours, then everything will be ours. Our businesses will give us barakat. Our homes will give us comfort. Our parents and children and family members and everybody will be in our favor. Ya Allah, but if you are not ours, then nothing will be ours. Allah, hamara banja aur hame apna bana le. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity and happiness. Change the conditions of my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we know that our actions are not such that conditions can change. But oh Allah, we are seeking from your shan of Rahimi and Karimi, that have mercy upon the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That ummah for whom my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so much of his blood was shed for that ummah. Ya Allah, if our beloved child, oh my Allah, if somebody has to throw one pebble at our child, we would want to shoot that person. Ya Allah, and your beloved Nabi was stoned in Taif so much that his shoes were filled with his Mubarak blood. Ya Allah, for the sake of the Ummah. He was told in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his teeth are shattered in Uhud. Ya Allah, the clips on the side of his helmet penetrate his jaws. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stands whole night in prayer for the sake of the Ummah. Ya Allah, how much of trials he went through for the sake of the Ummah. How much of sacrifices he and his companions made for the Ummah. Ya Allah, we have forgotten all those sacrifices. Ya Allah, in his time, the Yahud, the Nasara, his enemies were the cause of his pain and injury. Today we our actions and our deeds are causing him pain and injury. Where Allah, when he is informed that that Ummah for whom you sacrifice so much, they are filling the cinemas and theaters and discos and gambling dens, and they are on the porn sites, and they are with the filthy magazines, and they are in fraud and in adultery and in fornication, and a few meters away from your Rosa Mubarak, they watch the filthiest of films. Then, oh my Allah, how much of injury and pain it must be causing to him. But oh my beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, don't let it be the cause of pain of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us such that my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam becomes pleased. Ay mere pyare khuda, hamare hal par raham farma. Change the condition of the Ummah. Ya Allah, especially in Palestine, in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in Kashmir, in Afghanistan, in Iraq. Ya Allah, what humiliation, what suffering, and what trials the Ummah is going through. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Open their eyes to the beautiful teachings of Islam and Deen. But if they have become obstinate and made up their minds that they will never ever accept Islam, and they will continue the torture and the tyranny and the oppression and the suppression, and the bombing and the bombarding, and the throwing of the missiles, and the bulldozing of their homes, and the taking of their lives, and destruction of their property, then, oh my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send gale force winds against them. Cause the earth to quake and swallow them up. Allah, bring down their structures of zulm. Ay mere Allah, create disunity amongst their ranks. Ay mere pyare khuda, give hidayat to the Muslim rulers. Allah, give hidayat to the Muslim rulers to implement Islamic laws in their countries and to come to the assistance of the Mujahideen of Islam. Ay mere pyare khuda, haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma, masjid aqsa ki hifazat farma. Ay Allah, masajid ki hifazat farma, madaris ki hifazat farma, خانقاؤں کی حفاظت فرما, تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت کی حفاظت فرما, جتنے بھی دینی کام ہو رہے سب کی حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ, تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا. یا اللہ, ایک دن مرنا ہے, آخر موت ہے. میرے اللہ, کس منہ سے ہم حاضر ہوں گے؟ With what face are we going to come to you? میرے اللہ, when a person is arrested in this world and he's being taken to prison, he covers his face, does not want to be photographed because of shame. Ya Allah, in the presence of billions of ummatis, what are we going to cover over our faces, my Allah? Mere Allah, ab to maaf kar de, aaj raat maaf kar de. Allah, aaj raat maaf kar de. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirat. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world or the goodness of akhirat. Don't deprive our children, our grandchildren with the goodness of this world and akhirat. Ay Allah, don't deprive our parents with the best of this world and akhirat. Those whose parents, wives, children, brothers, sisters, family members have passed away, Ya Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Fill the graves with Noor. Overlook their shortcomings. And O Allah, when the time of our departure comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco or a cinema or a theater or in adultery or fornication or in any kind of haram activity. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyib. At the Rosa Mubarak. At the Rosa Mubarak. At the Rosa Mubarak. Of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Madina Tayyiba. In the month of Ramadan. Or the day of Jumu'ah. Ay Allah. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayr khalqillah. Ya Allah. Let our soul come dancing towards you. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. Where Allah, let my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam hear the takbir of my janaza. But oh Allah, if it's not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be a death of barakat. Ha, by Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Allah, qabr ki azab se hifazat farma. Hashar ki azab se hifazat. Without any reckoning, enters into Jannat. In the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, enters into Jannat. Mere pyare khuda, hum se razi ho ja. Ya Allah, whatever we have asked, bless us with all that goodness. But my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he made du'as for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 glorious shining stars, each and every one of them a guiding star. Ay Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the du'as that he made, especially after kissing the Hajr Aswad, the du'as that he made. Mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam ne Hajr Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, mataf mein chal kar jo manga tha, رکن یمانی کو چھو کر کے جو مانگا تھا, میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا تھا, حتیم میں نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا تھا, ملتزم سے چمٹ کر کے جو مانگا تھا. Allah, how long he attached himself at the multazam, that sinless masoom Nabi, how much he begged for us at the multazam. Ya Allah, the du'as that he made behind Muqam Ibrahim after drinking Zamzam on Safa and Marwa, in Mina, and in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib. Ya Allah, how much he prayed for us. And the du'as that he made at Muzdalifah. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Our parents with that goodness. Wives and children with that goodness. The entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection. Ya Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے صدقے میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ہم ناقابل قبول ہیں پھر بھی قبول فرما, ہم گندے ہیں پھر بھی قبول فرما. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللهم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.